and welcome to Days of Our Lives, Mint's audio history series on liberalization and the ordinary man. Here, you will hear stories of how life changed for most people, be it the sunshine boy or the CEO following the reforms of 1991 in their voices.
Yesterday, you heard ad man Piyush Pandey talk about days of control and changes in advertising. Today, we bring you the story of an IITian turned comedic writer.
For a string of 6 years in a row, I used to get 98 a month. And she was very depressed by that. Why is he missing those? So why are you doing these? So I'm a product of those periods. So like once I got 100 in maths, like after a long time. And my mom said, who got the highest? Get more than 100 in a paper.
Most Indians have twin passions, cricket and cinema. For Biswapati Sarkar, who you know as the host of Barely Speaking with Arnab, a comedy sketch, it was cinema and IIT. The Indian Institute of Technology is the ultimate stamp of achievement, both academic and professional. The great Indian dream, so to speak.
My name is Biswapati Sarkar. I'm presently working at the Valley Fever Media Labs. I'm the creative director here.
Tell me a little bit about growing up in Orissa, life in Orissa.
Okay. So I'm the only child of my parents. I come from a Bengali household where a lot of focus is given on literature and music. Parents always encourage you to pick up a hobby. Okay. My parents have always encouraged me to read a lot. Let me tell you a little bit about where I grew up, Rourkela in Orissa. So Rourkela is not really the typical Orissa. So the image of Odisha right now in people's mind is basically a few farmers working somewhere, because it's not like that. It's not really like that. So Rourkela is, when you imagine a Jamshedpur or a Dhanbad, so Rourkela is exactly like that. Fun part about growing it in a steel city town is, so when the steel plants were set in the 40s and 50s, people from all over the country flocked in to get jobs. So it sort of becomes some mini India sort of space. So
the melting pot of all.
Yeah. So you get exposed to a lot of different cultures. So my classroom would have like a couple of Sardars, 5 Tamilians, 3 Kannada speaking people. That's how it starts, because you're exposed to this sort of a mini India sort of culture.
For Sarkar, liberalization was literally a textbook term, though he was soon going to start living a life directly impacted by it.
I heard of liberalization, privatization and globalization, that was an act passed in 1991. We read it in a civics book, so class 7th or 8th, I first came to know that LPG is something which I remember. And that is how I remember ki liberalization hua tha. And now I can connect the dots, and because the steel plant was at a point of time where in the early 90s, like my dad was probably considered this might shut down, so I might have to look for a different job. We might have to move to Calcutta or some other city. But then suddenly something happened in, say, around 95-96, the plant started booming.
So because that had something to do with liberalization?
I think so, because suddenly the sales increased, and I remember my dad telling me that China is like our biggest customer right now. So once the steel plant started making profits, suddenly the city started changing. And the roads started becoming better, wider. There were footpaths being placed. So every corner of the city has what we used to say, gol chakkar. So basically the way, choraha. So that every choraha, there was like a huge monument being set. So which is either like a scientific carbon 60 ka such structure or probably something related to the plants.
Did you feel the prosperity?
Of course, we did.
At an individual family level.
Yeah, so initially what used to happen, like I thought
you and
this,
your friends.
So when my family started making money, I thought this is because my dad is prospering in his career.
Yeah.
Then you realize that even my friends have those gadgets. So the video game came on board. So initially my father said, we don't have the money for video games. But then suddenly when he says, okay, have a video game. So, so it's like, theek hai, kitna. And then there's both...
95-96.
This is again 95-96. So initially it started that one friend had like a video game and like 6 friends went to his house. Then everybody realized that they want their own video games. So everybody started having video games. Probably PC was the next thing. Everybody wanted a personal computer. So everybody started, so like a friend had a computer and then they had these computer games. So people moved out of the video games and then everybody went to his house for playing PC games. And then everybody wanted their own PC and everybody got their own PC within a year.
The reforms of 1991 allowed private and foreign broadcasters to set up operations in India, which led to networks like Star and Zee starting their broadcasts.
So this is probably say around 92-93, mm-hmm. where late night they used to showcase a lot of films.
Okay.
So I remember in 94, I guess, the first English film that I ever saw was Jurassic Park.
Oh, okay.
And I was blown away with the fact that how did they create these dinosaurs?
Yeah.
I could never understand. I was 6-7 years old. And I did not understand how did
by this
mesmerizing world which somebody has created. Like, how can you create animals?
Yeah.
I did not know the concept of CG till then. And so basically I did not, and my father used to say ki, "Achha, these are all robots. These are not so." Even he didn't know. So that was my first experience of cinema in general, and a story which can happen like this. I saw it on cable, like late night, those movies. So me and my dad, we sat through, and this used to be like a common thing.
Okay.
Me and my dad used to watch like a film which came on like say 9, 9:30.
Yeah.
Used to go on till 12,
yeah.
1. So it used to go on till 12 and late. My mom was really pissed because I had school the other
school
day.
The
so
next day,
my
yeah.
mom used to scold my dad, you go to sleep. And then it started happening. Like, there was this piracy going on. So every film that used to release used to come on cable like
yeah.
a couple of days later. And so,
yeah.
so I watched a lot of new Hindi films and
English films both.
English films very few. Like say a Jurassic Park. I don't even remember the other film that I saw. What I discovered was the 24-hour cable network had just come in, and
this was in
96-97. So you know, Sony, Star Plus, all these channels have started coming in, and then Boogie Woogie used to be my favorite show, CID, and all these shows I started watching. Apart from those two channels and the cable few films, now you have access to 10 things. So my TV had 11 channels. My new TV in the new house in Rourkela had 11 channels. I was very excited.
Excited by
11 channels you're getting, so I have more than two options. That's how it started. And then of course, I guess the next big major influence of the film which really came on board was Titanic in 99-2000. And my parents had taken me to watch the film. I had like 5-6 theaters which have, so I had seen Titanic dubbed in Hindi. So those sort of things ki Jack tum ye kyun kar rahe ho, that sort of dialogue. So but again in the second half of the film where the ship crashes, and I was like, how do they manage to do it? Since then I never really realized. I had started writing a little bit.
Okay.
So I started writing a few short stories and stuff like that because I used to read.
Even as Sarkar was losing his heart to cinema thanks to their late night rendezvous, his head was still firmly committed to IIT thanks to that great driving force, the Indian mother.
So I was in like class 5 or 6. So one of my maternal uncles, like a cousin of my mother, was from IIT Kharagpur. And I went for a wedding somewhere, and my mom said, he's from IIT Kharagpur, touch his feet.
Oh.
If you become 1% like him, then that's a big thing. When I was in class 5 and 6. And then I knew, and a lot of relatives like flocked onto him, and he was like a sort of a mini celebrity there. And so I realized, okay, so if you go to IIT, you are that sort of a...
looked upon as a, you know...
Exactly.
Somebody who flagged bearer of hope
and
like
and the entire family loves you. So I thought I want to know what IIT is.
But
so
for her, what was that? What was it about IIT that like made her say touch his feet?
I guess that
it
is
was
what
the prestige issue.
The prestige thing, and she always probably because she herself wanted to study a lot, which she wasn't allowed to by her parents. So my mom, when she used to travel from Rourkela to Calcutta, when the Kharagpur station came out, she used to carry like a puja ka phone, and she used to throw it on the station, my son should come here to study. I had always wondered, what if I don't make it to the IIT? I had always wondered. So I came to hear of this institute which teaches you filming. And I could never tell my parents this. I sometimes spoke to my mom, ki FTII ka, I want to give an entrance.
The most strict one on FTII.
And she said, no.
There's nothing going on.
FTII kuch nahi hota. So there was not internet every household then. So there used to be these cyber cafes. So so I used to go to a cyber cafe to check out my IIT application form you had to submit through online and all that. And I used to secretly open another window and I used to check ki FTII ka kya hota. So what if I want to join FTII? And I got into Kharagpur. My mom wanted to stay closer to home. So like Kharagpur is like 3-4 hours away.
Most conflict between the head and the heart don't end very well. We've all been there, haven't we? But for Sarkar, the story was destined to have a twist. And this came in the form of Arunabh Kumar, his senior from IIT Kharagpur and the founder of the Viral Fever Media Labs. Also, if you thought IITs were only about studying to get a better job, studying to get a better career, to get more money, to earn more money, basically study, Sarkar wants to tell you something.
I loved watching films. So I started, now I've cleared IIT, I want to watch films. So whatever I'm going to do, I'm going to go to class and I'm going to come back and I'm going to stay locked in a room and I'm going to watch movies. That's what I'm going to do. And of course, I had a little bit interest in dramatics. So dramatics is something which I want to pursue. Apart from these two things, there's nothing I want to do. In my second year, I heard of Arunabh. That Arunabh is a...
He's a IIT.
Was my senior and then he had graduated. And he was an assistant director in Om Shanti. For me, somebody from IIT becoming an assistant director was a big thing. So I contacted him on Orkut and I contacted him on mail and there was Orkut then. So,
yes.
So, and then he reached out and I was saying that I really want to do something with you. He said, yeah, come over.
As in like direction or writing?
So that point of time I was mostly focused on writing because I knew I had written. And then meanwhile the college dramatics was going on, I started writing a few plays.
So
I was
when,
really
you, when you had this feeling, did you share it with other batchmates in IIT? What was their reaction?
So one thing which I realized once getting into IIT is that everybody, there was a very similar story. Like everybody, nobody wanted to do engineering, nobody knew, but it was because it was a case of respect. Everybody slogged for the last 5 years and then they came here. So like you're saying, the image of an IITian is like somebody who's very geeky. So these are just people who've studied 5 years of their life, who've just given 5 years of their life for IIT.
Unlike the films Sarkar grew up watching, the conflict in his life between the two loves was resolved rather tamely.
My mom knew that I used to watch a lot of films.
Yeah.
And she knew that I was into dramatics and now because I had gotten married, she was okay with it. And then once I was back and I said, this is what this thinking and one of my seniors is doing that. And actually there were 2-3 more people who were doing it. And I said, they're all from IIT and they're doing similar stuff. Somebody's doing theatre, somebody's doing stand-up comedy. So I want to do something I'm thinking about. So my mom said, no, there's no way you're doing that. There's no way you're doing that. My mom said, if you want to go do an internship, have fun, do that. I'm not stopping you from that. But don't pursue this as a career. Arunabh's TV show was happening, so I was really excited. Chalo, TV pe aa jaunga. TV pe aa jaunga, and then that didn't happen.
Yeah.
So I was thinking of ways how to tell my parents.
Yeah.
And then it just struck me because we were making a lot of branded videos. I thought of twisting the creative or the filmmaking to advertising. Because advertising is relatively safer. And when you use words like branding and campaign and advertising, the parents are like, it seems important. It seems marketing.
Yeah.
These are safe terms because these are MBA. So I said, this is something which I want to do.
Yeah.
So my mom said, you'll have to sit on placements. If you get a job before placements, then you can go ahead. I had a 5-year course. So in my 4th year, I realized this is what I'm going to do. I don't want to sit for placements. And then the next 6 months went to convince Arunabh, give me a pre-placement offer. Give me an offer. I don't want to sit for placement. I want to come here and I want to work. So Arunabh realized that this guy wants to work. There's genuine passion. And he had given me a film, he write a film. So I'd finished writing a film, which was again trash on his idea. But I completely ruined it. But then I wrote the entire film in 2 months. So Arunabh realized that he'll write it. He's at least dedicated, so he'll improve over a period of time. So he said, come over. And then he sent me a pre-placement offer sort of a thing. And then I came and I gave it to my mom and said, I have a job and this is the thing. And
it's
the viral fever and this is what they're doing.
Give me her first reaction.
So my mom was happy. She was not very happy with the salary. She was like, you can get, if you get a good job, you can probably get 10 times this.
Yeah.
But why are you doing this? I said, give me a year. You may hear this is a startup, and I explained her how
you
a startup.
Sound like a girl who's begging, saying, "Don't get me married again. Give me 1 year. Give me my
exactly,
life
exactly. So that was the situation. And I told her, and she was like, "Okay." And what luckily happened was in December when I was here.
Yeah.
So Rowdies had just come out. Rowdies, the first video that
which you had written.
Which I had written.
Yeah.
And that led to a series of newspaper articles.
Yeah.
And a few of them had my picture. So I gave it to my mom, and
so
I told her.
Happened.
So. A little bit of fame happened. So even inside the campus, people started like, "Arey, ye to Bisupati ne likha, arey, ye sahi hai. This is the same guy whose plays you watch. Arey, ye to sahi hai." So Golaveri D had just come out, and then viral sensation.
The word viral had just gone viral.
I told my mom, this is a new thing, and see, I'm just in college, and still this is happening.
Yeah.
So my mom said, "Okay, theek hai. I'm giving you a year. If your financial condition improves within a year, then fine." So my mom had a figure in mind. My mom wanted me to get a job with at least 50-60,000 a month. Where you get at least 50-60,000. Don't start below that. And I got I used to get half of that initially.
Obviously, because it's creative.
Because, and I was in a way an intern only, you know,
yeah, when, not when I came. Yeah.
So like my first job, and then, you know, within a year, I got what my other friends were getting money-wise. So that, you know, relaxed my parents.
Sarkar found a direct link between liberalization and the evolution of humor from pop culture.
How is the humor of the 90s different from today's?
I think, again, because of the liberalization, now people know of a Friends or a Seinfeld or a Ye. So you know the difference between a minute observational humor or a crass, you know, falling on the banana sort of a humor.
Like very slapstick versus...
There's some... So
innuendo or whatever.
My dad used to watch a lot of Yes Minister. So my dad told me...
I'm going to
show. So Yes Minister is a BBC show. So my dad used to say, and then that was remade in India with G Mantri. G Mantri ji was Farooq Sheikh and and we used to watch it together. And then I realized ki, and I used to laugh, and I used to really, mujhe utni hasi nahi aa rahi hai. Of course, the amount of laughs that I get when I'm saying Raju Shastra, but this is something which is sort of like a story. And it's not like somebody is acting, overacting. It seems like real life.
Yeah.
So that was my first stint with academic humor, so to say.
Okay.
And then I realized ki, when I'm talking about academic humor, I'm saying ki when you...
News comedy kind of.
Not really news comedy, but basically you're trying to... It's not just about ki somebody fell in love. There's a bigger thing at stake which you're making fun of. It's basically
intended.
A satire.
Yeah, it's more...
It's intended to be funny, but it's actually something pretty dark.
Sarkar today is one of India's premier comedic writers, a feat that would not have been possible for IITians from a decade ago. As global influences have come in, horizons have expanded, people have started letting go of traditional notions of professional success and stability. Sarkar's journey from an IIT graduate to your computer screen symbolizes this change.